Welcome back to the Broke Woke Podcast. I'm Maciel.
And I'm JL.
And in today's episode, we will be talking about mental health.
Yes, exactly that. Basically, why mental health is important, you know, what we should do to keep our mental healthy, and how people neglect and abuse their mental. Today. It's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, it's going to be a good episode. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, we're in sync. We're in sync
always. Always in sync.
That is exactly
so what mental health, what it is. So I pulled this from the mentalhealth.gov website. Okay. And the definition that they had was, it includes emotional, psychological, and our social well-being. It affects how we think, act, and feel, how we handle stress, how we relate to others, and how we make choices. Which I thought was a really good definition.
It is.
Yeah, because I'm like, and I had this actually saved in my notes, like, what is mental health? And I had to go on Google, do some research, and this is what I came up with. And I'm like, this is a perfect definition.
I wanted to say, I think it's cool that you're open to talking about mental health, because I feel like, especially with men, it's very taboo.
Yeah.
And now we're, like, in a space, especially now in 2022, where it's not so weird for men to talk about mental health. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it's hard for guys to talk about their mental health?
I feel like with guys, they don't like to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
They don't want to like open up like what makes them like mentally unhealthy, what triggers them and all this other stuff. Because once they start talking about it, I think things start like triggering them and they shut down. I feel like guys, you know us, we shut down, we close off like the world. We don't want to talk about stuff. Feel like we got to be macho, and I feel like us like just talking about things makes us feel vulnerable, and of course being vulnerable we see as being weak. So
do you think there was a point where you weren't comfortable talking about your mental health, or have you always been open?
No, I feel like there was a point in my time where I didn't want to talk about things, but I got a life coach, and my life coach like flip the script on everything.
Which I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that as well. But yeah, flip the script on everything and just kind of like, you know, help me be more open. And even reading books and stuff like that kind of helped me be more open, because I'm like more aware of my emotions, what like what triggers me, what makes me feel this way. So I feel like I can talk about it a lot more. At first I couldn't talk about it because honestly I didn't know what was going on. I'm just like, shit, like I feel this way, but I don't know how to talk about it. So yeah.
Well, that's admirable.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, when you talk about like mental health and keeping your mental like healthy, I feel like it's a good way to like nourish your body as well, because I mean, you eat healthier, you work out, you're a lot more proactive.
Yeah.
A lot more proactive. And I feel like you surround yourself with good people as well. And that goes back to like the definition when they talk about the psychological aspect of it, and then the social well-being, and then like the emotional. When you're just like proactive and in motion, you know, just mentally healthy, you know?
Yeah. When I'm not doing well with my mental health, I feel like that's when I'm doing the lowest with my career and I'm not getting anything done.
Yeah.
So there's definitely like a direct correlation between the two.
100%. No, and it's crazy too. I think I was listening to, I believe Tony Robinson, don't quote me on this, but it was a interview I was looking at. It could have been Joyce Myers. I'm not 100% sure, but they talked about the word emotion. And when you look at the word, of course, you got E and then motion. And when you're not in motion, you just like feel down. You just all like just gruggy, just like not all there. But when you actually like in motion, your emotions are like good. You know, your frequencies are high. You're feeling good. You want to like do things. You want to be around people. You want to talk and all that stuff. So like, yeah, emotion plays a big part in your mental health and being in motion as well. So what do you do like to maintain your mental health? Yeah.
My mental health's been all over the place throughout my life. But the one thing that keeps me... I'm a big advocate for therapy.
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. So you might as well figure that out.
But not, like, therapy as far as, like... And please, I hope nobody gets mad or anything like
that.
Go
for it.
Not therapy, like, sitting inside, like, an office with somebody and you just venting it to them and they just, like, life coaches, I feel, are very vital. Yeah.
I also think it's important, like, don't let that make people think they can't go to therapy.
Yeah, seriously, don't.
Take it from me, like, I've been to different therapists, and not every therapist is for each person. Like, you have to find one that works for you, which kind of works out in a way where it's they're a therapist, but they kind of, the relationship they build with you is similar to a life coach. So mm-hmm. it's different. Mm-hmm. But I personally, I don't like the in-person therapy, and I would use online resources, which I know we'll get to at the end of the episode, like resources people can use. But I don't know if it's like social anxiety or what, but I prefer, like, if I'm having a down moment, I can just reach out or text or like use the online services to talk to somebody to help me kind of get back to where I need to be mentally. Mm-hmm. Like you said, surrounding myself with people, because when I'm down mentally, I have this bad habit of distancing myself, and I don't mean to, but I kind of just shut down and like kind of self-sabotage. Like, I blame myself for why I'm feeling down. So I don't see people that I should be seeing, but in order to lift those moods, I'll surround myself with my best friends, or I'll like go do something. I'm a big believer in doing stuff that you love, yeah. things that spark joy. Yeah. So whether that be, I don't know, reading a book or taking myself out on a coffee date. I like going to the movies by myself too. I like my alone time yeah. as well. Just doing stuff that sparks joy, online therapy, and resources such as books and stuff.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm going to piggyback off of yeah. what you said as far as what you like tell yourself, basically.
What do you mean?
Like, as far as affirmations.
Okay, really. I was just about to say, I'm yeah. really big on affirmations too.
Yeah. You said something, it slipped my mind, okay. but you said something that made me think about like affirmations. And yes. I feel like what you tell yourself on a daily basis, from like when you first wake up to mm-hmm. when you go to bed at night, is very important.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, especially with me, like, I'm big with meditating and praying as yes. well. If you come to my house, you will see a ton of post-it notes everywhere. I got post-it mm-hmm. notes in my drawer, on my refrigerator, mm-hmm. on my island, literally everywhere. Just like stuff that I wrote down, because I know mentally I'm going to look at that and right. my subconscious is going to pick it up. Even though like consciously I'm just opening my refrigerator, I know subconsciously it's there, it's and it. My subconscious is going to pick that up.
Right.
And I'm just going to run with it throughout the day. So in the morning time, at night, I always grab a, you know, bottle of water before I go to bed. So mm-hmm. open my fridge and that message is there, you know?
Right.
So yeah, affirmations is definitely
okay. big. Now to piggyback off of that, I definitely will say there's a huge difference in my day on the days that I wake up and I meditate and I practice gratitude and I do my affirmations. And then those days that I choose to not do that, my mood's completely different. So I'm a big believer that there's a direct correlation there. Like, the way you speak to yourself and just what you're literally affirming, it's in the definition, like what you're affirming for your life. If it's positive, your day is going to have a whole completely different outlook.
Mm-hmm. Like journaling as well. I yes. swear, like when you just said, like you get into the routine of doing these things, and when you don't do it, it's like,
it throws you off.
That throws you off. Cause there's like a period where I think it was about this year, like 2 weeks, just like out of my routine. I'm just like, yeah. I can't pray. I can't meditate. Mm-hmm. I was just in my head a lot more. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that I was like depressed, but I feel like I was depressed.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't accept the fact that I was like yeah. depressed, but I was. I'm just like, damn, I can't pray. I can't meditate. I can't journal. I can't do nothing right now. Like, mm-hmm. what is going on right now?
So what did you do to get yourself out of it?
Pray. Oh. I feel like usually like when you get in those, and I feel like a lot of people probably can't relate to this. Like when you do get into those stages where you just feel like you can't do nothing, you have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like you got to get in motion. You got to do something proactively. Like even if you can't pray, even if you can't like meditate or go to the gym or do anything like that, just try to do little small things that you used to do. That's part of your routine to get mm-hmm. back into the routine of things. I feel like doing little small, like tiny things like that, mm-hmm. you know, helps you get back in motion.
For sure.
So yeah, that's what I did.
Perfect.
That's what I did. I got a ritual of me praying in the shower every time. So I'm like, I'm here every okay. day.
You might take every advantage day, of
take
that.
Advantage of it. So I like, yeah, just got on my knees and I just pray like, what's going on? Like,
that's what I do. Literally. I do that kind of like, I take advantage of my drives. And, like, I think a lot of people, I mean, obviously, for anybody listening, you don't necessarily have to be Christian. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But in my case, I take advantage of the fact that I'm driving and, like, with praying, I don't think praying always has to be, like, a dear Heavenly Father. Like, I just talk to God. Mm-hmm. I talk about my day. I talk about what's on my mind. So I utilize, especially long drives, like, for example, to the city where I'm, like, I'm going to be in this car for a minute. I take advantage of that. And I feel different. Mm-hmm. I feel so different yeah. after. And, like, again, for those people that don't pray, that could be meditation. That can be journaling. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be praying. But
right, Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yeah. I agree with that 100%. Yeah, especially the long drives and just anything, man. Just talking to God, just talking, just expressing yourself on a daily basis definitely helps. I feel like when you throw things out to the universe, like questions, like what's going on, just kind of talking about it. I feel like when people just leave it in, you just don't really, it never gets out. So nothing changes. You know what I mean? So
I feel like I probably look crazy in my car too, talking to myself. Talking to yourself at a stop. Because I literally say, like, I talk
out loud. And you talk with your hands too.
I talk with my hands. So I'm like,
exactly. Somebody probably looking like, what is wrong with this girl?
Right.
But you know, nowadays we got the car.
Yeah.
We got the phone in the car as well. So, you know, people don't really probably pay attention.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is good. Yeah, that was some good stuff. So.
That was good. We did that.
But yeah, I feel like another thing that we should touch base on too is like mental abuse. Just to piggyback off of what you say to
yourself.
Yeah. What do you say to yourself?
I do that a lot. So that's something I'm still working on. Like I've said, my mental health for my whole life has never been just stable. Not to scare you, I'm not a crazy person or anything, but like I just have waves where I get in these moods. I don't want to be around people, or like I genuinely, well, just putting it out there, I struggle with seasonal depression. I get in these moods, I get down, and I think I struggle with self-sabotaging and kind of, like you said, abusing my own mental health. And it's something I'm still working on. Like I overthink like crazy, and it could be something so simple, and I'll start thinking like, well, this could go wrong, and it's gonna be my fault, and I know it's gonna be my fault, and I just ruin everything. And that's like, I shouldn't talk about myself that way. I honestly feel like I'm still figuring out a way to work with self-sabotage. Yeah. So if you have any advice, like how you work with your abusing your mental health and stuff.
Yeah, I think I'm 100% past like self-sabotage.
See, I'm in that stage.
And I feel like I don't want to sound like this guru or like this like zenful person, but I feel like I'm such a, which I mentioned before, like so big on personal development. So like when I say things unkind to myself and I'm just like, why? Like what's the root cause? It's like I'm always trying to get to like the root cause of why I'm saying certain things to myself. So like I said, I'm not at that point anymore, but like my advice to anybody that is like self-sabotaging themselves or like, why are you saying this to yourself? That makes you think like, why am I saying this to myself? Like, why am I being so hard on myself? Like, you got to learn how to be like really kind and easy on yourself, because everybody is going through something in this world. Like everybody's going through something. So if you can just master at being just like kind to yourself and nice to yourself, it'd be a better world. Everybody be kind to everybody else. You know what I mean? But that'd be my advice. Just like whenever you notice the thought of you like saying something negative to yourself, just ask yourself why. Why am I feeling this way? Or why am I saying this? And just redirect it to something positive. Just like, hey, I'm gonna be easy on myself today.
Yeah.
And then with overthinking.
Right.
I used to overthink a lot. But I feel like with overthinking, it's like a whole bunch of scenarios that you're running through your head. Your anxiety get really bad. Because there have been times where I would overthink so much, my heart just started just pumping. Yeah. And I'm just like, why is this happening? I'm like running so many false scenarios through my head. I don't know what's going to happen in the next like few days, or what's gonna happen in that scenario, or if this happened, I don't know. So why am I running these scenarios through my head? Like, why am I being so hard on myself?
Right.
So I feel like I've mastered not to like run false scenarios through my head. Of course I do. Like I do, but
like that's normal.
It's normal. 100%. Yeah. It's definitely normal, but I'm just really aware of my thoughts and what's coming through my head.
Right.
And I'll say this. The power of, I feel like I'm talking a lot. The power of consistency, that book by Weldon Long, he talks about what you're putting into your box each and every day. And what you put in your box produces what's on like the outside. You know what I mean? Like your external life as well. So I feel like if I'm putting all these negative thoughts into my box, what's gonna happen in my, you know, physical life? You know what I mean?
You might deflect that.
Exactly. Into the universe. And then, you know, you just start being
really good.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. You start being down and hard on yourself even more. So, yeah, I'm just very aware of what I put into my box, because your mental is very important and your mind is very powerful, and people just don't realize it at all. how important it is.
It's funny because, like you were saying, being kind to yourself, I feel like that was a huge theme for the episodes from this year on the podcast. Every episode I was saying that, like, be kind to yourself, because that's kind of like me telling myself in a way when I'm telling people, like, be kind to yourself today. And something that I guess does help in this situation of me self-sabotaging is treating myself like a friend. Like, how would I treat my friend? I wouldn't treat my friend like this, you know? So 100%. It's like kind of visualizing myself as a friend, like treating myself like somebody that I love and care for. And
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Treat yourself as a friend.
Yeah.
Be kind to yourself. 100%. Stay aware of your feelings and stay aware of your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of people don't, or they find ways to numb those thoughts or numb those feelings.
Yep.
You know, they run to like drugs or alcohol. Eating is actually one. Binge eating irrationally.
Yeah, binge eating and then also like not eating.
Same.
Yes.
And then shopping.
Yes, uncontrollable shopping.
Just irrational shopping.
Or just dealing with toxic people that are filling that void when you really shouldn't be dealing with these people.
Exactly.
I've done all the above.
Yeah, it's like definitely. I get it. No, 100%. 100%. Yeah. Definitely try to escape those. I feel like social media too is.
Yeah, social media breaks, I'm just going to put that out there, are so good for your mental health. If I wasn't like a content creator and my job wasn't the magazine and this, like. Oh my gosh. Last year I took 3 months off of social media and it did wonders. Like it genuinely did wonders. Because subconsciously, even if you're not comparing yourself to people online, like subconsciously, whatever you're like exposing yourself to online and then also just seeing other people live there. And especially if you're like at a dark phase in your life mentally and seeing all these people thriving and getting stuff done. But because of your emotions, you're not being proactive, like you said, that's hard. Like, at least for me, it was. And I took a break because I got sick, but oh my God, best thing ever.
Best thing.
10 out of 10 recommend if you have 100%. The opportunity to.
I think when the first time that I actually found out that you could temporarily deactivate your Instagram, I was like, boom, I'm about to do this. And I did it for like a good amount of time. I think I did it for about 3 months or so. But I did it. There was 1 year, especially I think like 2020, where I would like, deactivate it, come back, deactivate it. I would take a lot of social media breaks. Okay. But yeah, social media breaks are 100% a good way of just kind of like getting away from the world, just being more like in tune with yourself.
I was going to say, and that gives you time to focus on yourself. Yeah,
focus on yourself and actually using your time like wisely.
Because you don't think about how much time you spend on social media until you're off of it and you see what else you could be doing with that time.
Yeah. And then Apple, I think Apple and Instagram came out with the tell you how much time you spent. Yeah, and I'm like, dang, I was on here for what, 8 hours?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like when I see my numbers too, it's like, dang, I literally, time I'm never getting back.
Exactly. Yeah. And there was times where I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it a goal to just spend 30 minutes on here today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept, you know, kept doing it. Being consistent. But yeah, it's very important.
But that's even a good way of holding yourself accountable for those days where you feel like, oh, I don't have time to journal. I don't have, well, you had 8 hours to go on social media. You have time. Yep. Like that's a way to hold yourself accountable.
And with journaling, you can journal for like a good 10 minutes.
Right.
Like,
it doesn't have to be an hour or anything. It could literally be 10 minutes in the morning. What's on your mind? And it's a way of expressing.
Exactly. Yeah. Even right before bed is really good.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, social media is definitely one of those things that you could just get a break of. And also like just people.
Yes.
Sometimes you just really got to get away from people.
Yes.
Yeah. Change your environment. Change your routine. I feel like, you know, with your mental, we get in the routine of just kind of doing the same things and you kind of get sick of doing and seeing the same things every day, and it could be depressing. Like, going to work.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
driving to work,
right?
Same route,
little cubicle,
all of that. Eating lunch, you know, little brown
gotta
bag
mix it
lunch.
Up a little bit.
Gotta mix it up, you know. Yeah. Drive home differently one day, or there's times where I actually called off work. Like, I'm not coming in. I think I'm gonna like take a mental health day and just didn't go to work and just really just. May reels and just chill, you know, just really just did something like proactive for myself, like online shopping, just anything, you know, just that'll make me feel good that day. So yeah, it's definitely important.
But I like that you mentioned like even switching up the drive, because there are people obviously who work and like they don't have that that privilege that we have where we can just be like, we don't feel like doing this today. Like, you know, and if that's the case, then you can switch up your drive to work. And like, I don't know, one day listen to a podcast, next make a playlist, like make a happy goodbye playlist to listen to, switch it up every other day.
Yeah.
That way it feels new.
Yeah. Seriously.
Or, yeah. Like, go you to do a new place for lunch every time.
I feel like it'd be, yeah, exactly. I feel like it'd be so fun if you just do something different every week.
Every day. Yeah. Or every week.
Like this week, I'm going to do this. And then next week, I'm going to do this. Or even every day, you know, like
just doing something different. Like during their lunch, just like, you know, they'll have like a small lunch, but they'll even go on like short walks. Like there's ways to mix it up to make it healthy.
Yeah. My mom used to do that before she got an office job. I mean, at home job. On a break, she would like just walk around. You know, just go for a nice little walk, a little stroll in the park. Weather's nice outside, and the weather definitely affects how you feel sometimes.
That's why that season.
And we'll talk about that more. But let's talk about like broke but woke. Like
broke but woke.
Let's get into broke but woke. The funny thing is, like, before we even like decided to, let's just say, before the universe decided to bring us together and we talked about broke but woke and us doing this together, and we was like, what should we name this podcast? And I'm just like,
I was thinking all types of, I was like, perspectives, I don't know. Like, I was really thinking
seriously. And I'm just thinking in my head, like, why would we change the name at all? Because I feel like it's such a powerful name.
Broke but woke. You know what's funny? I haven't looked at like stuff from when I first started the podcast until recently, until we like came into each other's lives. And I looked at the other name that I had in mind. And, oh my God, it was so cringe. It was, like, I did a poll and it won. And I'm so thankful that I didn't go with it.
Yeah.
Like I looked back on my archive thing and it had majority vote, but something in me told me to not vote for it. So the thing is, what broke but woke, what inspired it was I was doing these coffee talk videos, and every now and then I'd even like post to my stories little kind of like how you want to do like little motivational stuff. I would do different topics like outgrowing people or just motivation or vision boards. Like I would just talk about it, and then people liked hearing me talk about these things. And I was like, okay, then let me start a podcast. I can do multiple streams of like doing this. I could do YouTube. I could do the podcast. And so since it came from the coffee talk, I don't even want to say it. It was so cringy. Like, what the hell was I thinking in 2019? And what the hell were people thinking when they voted for it? It was...
The people want to hear.
No, I know. It's so bad. It's just so cringy. It was Living La Vida Mocha. Stop.
You know what song popped in my head?
What? Yeah, that's what it was supposed to be, like a little pun. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And it had most, like I saw it the other day that I was like, oh my God, thank you, Lord, I didn't go with that. But Broke But Woke, I came off, I think there's like other people that have similar names, but I promise I came up with that off the, like, because I used to always call myself broke, like for fun. I used to be like, yeah, I'm broke. Like, so what? Like, I feel like people need to own it if, you know, they're not doing well.
Yeah.
And then woke came because I was like, well, there's a way to be wise, and it's like learning, and I have to give myself grace because I was like 21 or 22 when I started the podcast and
mentally struggling.
My environment was affecting my mental health so bad. And if anything, looking back on it, I think subconsciously I started the podcast as a way to vent. Like I was only doing online therapy, like the online resources. And I just wanted a space to like vent, and like I felt like my feelings were emotional baggage for my friends. There goes that self-sabotage, because it probably wasn't. But I also wasn't so comfortable like sharing with my friends and family what I was dealing with at the time, because this is when I was living in the apartment and stuff. And so the Broke But Woke's like my little baby. I was able to like talk about my feelings and share, and like it was nice to build a little community and of people who can relate to that. Being broke, struggling emotionally, dealing with mental health issues. Like adulting isn't easy. It doesn't come with a manual, and everybody's experience is different. So it was nice to build a little community off of that and, you know, hear other people's stories while I'm sharing some. And it's hard being like doing podcasting too, because you have to be so vulnerable and open, and that's not easy all the time.
Right.
So yeah, that's my little baby broke below.
I think that's what, like, when we talked about like trying to find a name, and I'm just like, the name is so relatable because everyone's been broke. And I feel like during the times of being broke and going through those crazy waves of like the mental stability, trying to stay mentally there. Mm-hmm. You got to stay woke and just kind of be aware of what's really going on in your life. Mm-hmm. And also stay aware of like where you want to go in life. And I feel like with you and a podcast and coming up with the name, mm-hmm. you was going through like the toughest time. You wanted to vent. You came up with this broke but woke. Mm-hmm. You was broke. And
woke.
I was woke. Broken woke, like, you know, like you definitely like had a vision even during the times mm-hmm. of, you know, where everything was just going left, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So yeah, I feel like, and I listened to like the old podcast episodes and stuff.
There's
like that.
Better ones and there's worse ones, y'all.
But even then, it's just like, dang, this girl was like going through like some tough times, and like she literally, like, you really couldn't really tell in the podcast, you know what I mean? Like, you
I think that's important to know too. Like,
held it together.
Thank you. I think that, I mean, I do try to, I've always tried to be very authentic online about what it is I'm dealing with. Like, I've talked about rejection, like career wise. I've talked about, just because I think on Instagram, a lot of people, social media, there goes that again. But mm-hmm. we only post our highlight reels. Like, we only post the best things that are happening in our life. And I never wanted to be that.
Right.
So, like, when things do happen, there's parts, I do believe in being private. Like, there is a way to master being a public figure and having a private life.
Exactly.
But there's a way of also being honest and authentic about what it is you're going through that could potentially relate to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important to know too. Like, when people meet me, I'm a very happy person. I try to like be a light in other people. I try to be a light in other people's life. But when you see these people that are super happy, it's important to keep in mind that they can also be dealing with mental health issues.
Exactly. I feel like I wish it would be a lot more like everybody can be easy on each other. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like people could, like, go to Instagram and kind of just express how they really feel, which, I mean, some people can, but just express how they really feel, and then people be supportive of that, even, like, strangers, you know what I mean? Like, I've connected with some really cool people on Instagram. Like, mm-hmm. I've never met these people a day in my life.
Right.
But, like, I've added, you know, people to my close friends. I just feel like I really like you. Like, you're a really cool person.
I have people in my close friends that I'm like, I don't know them, but...
Yeah. I just like you.
I trust you.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Close friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have them.
Love them.
It's good to have. It's good to have supportive people on Instagram. 100%. Yes. Definitely that.
I mean, since social media isn't necessarily the healthiest place, you can make it healthy, though.
You can make it healthy. That's the thing.
You can mute people all the time.
Really?
Like, it's like, I don't want to be, like, I follow a lot of people because I've met a lot of people, but sometimes I'm like, this is too much, and I'll just mute their page, like, that way they don't see like I unfollowed or anything. But I'm like, I genuinely cannot deal seeing your stories.
No, I agree. You get those people that like are constantly posting memes on their page, not like on their story, like that. It's just like, okay.
And then I'll have people that like, I'm okay with, like, I don't know, like, I just know some people that'll go on like really toxic rants. And they think they're saying something, but they're not.
They're not.
And I'm like, this is, like, if I'm physically rolling my eyes looking at your page, you're getting muted. Like, that's
just all it is. I agree.
Just to make it a happier, safe space.
Yeah. I just scroll right up.
Right.
Like, what is wrong with that person?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I guess that kind of rolls into, you know, mental health. Like, mm-hmm. I feel mental health, and you already kind of touched on a therapist and therapy and all that good stuff. We talked on, like, life coach.
So how did you come across your life coach for people who don't even know, like, what, like, maybe they don't know where to start? Is that just something you look up online? Or
to be honest, that was just a universal connection.
Really?
Not even gonna lie. Because I had, like, subconsciously, like, when I say your mental is very, very powerful.
It is.
I had in my mind during that time, like, I wanted to be a life coach. I want to be a mentor, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for that to happen, I obviously need somebody to teach me how to do these things. You know what I mean? So, I am a licensed realtor, which I've mentioned before. So back in Missouri, I was actually selling houses, going to networking events and stuff like that. And there was a life coach there, and his name is Mike Kitko. And me and him just connected. I don't even know how. It was just, like I said, just one of those things where it's just like, okay, you meant to be in my life. Like, whether it's like forever or like during this little time right now.
Mm-hmm.
So me and him connected. We talked, and it was definitely what I needed, like the push that I needed. I feel like he opened my eyes up to books, mm-hmm. opened my eyes up to a lot of authors, just a lot of different ways. Just the habits that I'm doing now, like the routine that I have, like, he's like the reason why. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, like, therapy is cool. Therapists, I can't really speak on it because I never, like, mm-hmm. you know, went to a therapy session. But as far as my experience with a life coach, it's somebody who, like, help you be proactive, who, like, okay, we're going to talk about how you feel, why you feel this way, and we're going to find a solution.
I feel like that's the thing. That's why I feel like it's low-key therapy. Yeah. But, like, it's probably more intimate because you're dealing with this person. How often are you speaking to this person?
It depends, like, how you want to.
Like, is it, and like, I think just so when you need it?
It's, like, when you need it. It's different packages. Of course, you can, like, mm-hmm. communicate with, you know, the life coach about, like, right. what you really need. And then they just kind of build a program for you. I think with me and him, we, like, met, like, once or twice out of the week. And then he was just, like, just call me whenever you need me. Shoot me a text whenever you need me. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's how it was. Like, I would see him every week and we would just talk. And the thing is, like, he would hold me accountable of, like, what we talked about last time. He's like, okay, what did you do? Like, did you journal today? Did you meditate? Yeah. You know, so he definitely, like, held me accountable. Mm-hmm. We always touch back on, like, what we talked about before, mm-hmm. Like, the previous week.
I feel like that's what I need right now is, like, accountability for everything.
Yeah.
Especially with mental
health. You got me?
yeah. But no, that's true. Like, even with the podcast, that's why I appreciate having you as a co-host. Because I'm like, okay, well, now, like, I have no choice. There's somebody wants, you know what I mean? yep. So it's good.
And I'm glad I, like, texted you. I'm like, look, I think we need to record another episode mm-hmm. Sunday. Like, I was just so ready to just, like, get to it.
I needed that.
Yeah. So, mental health is definitely. And I know you mentioned before, like, the online services. What is the name of that? That way people can know.
If they want to sponsor us.
Right.
Talkspace, and I think it's BetterHelp. But, I mean, I'm telling you, 2019, there were so many times that I would, like, you know who else? I mean, this is, like, really morbid, but if you're ever, like, having a suicide situation where, like, you're having those thoughts, there's also an online suicide hotline for those people, which is nice for people who have, like, social anxiety and don't want to speak on the phone. But, yeah, like, anytime I was going through a really hard time in 2019, that's just what I would do. I would log into my little account mm-hmm. and I would talk to my therapist, or I just send them, like, literally just vent about, like, what's going on in my, like, mental state, like, with my mind. And it was nice to just have somebody who's always available, like, right. responding right there. And it didn't have to be a phone call. I didn't have to go out of my way to drive somewhere. Like, those options are there for you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And even it's not gonna fix all your problems, but when you need to be heard and, like, you don't want to feel alone in your situation, it's nice to know that there's somebody there that
exactly listen. Yeah, and I feel like people that are doing that and taking those steps and taking that initiative to mm-hmm. reach out for help should praise themselves for that, because a lot of people
a lot of people
aren't or won't even bring themselves to do that, to reach out to, like, a hotline or, you know, text or anything like that. So just, like, praise yourself, pat yourself on the back, be kind to yourself, and just say, hey, like, I'm doing something. I know I'm aware of the issue. I'm aware that I'm struggling mentally mm-hmm. and I'm being proactive and trying to do things and trying to find a solution to mentally get better.
Right.
So, yes.
So okay. What have you dealt with as far as mental health?
I feel like what I've dealt with mental health prior to having a life coach and all that stuff, mm-hmm. I don't know, it was just really tough, like, growing up with a single mom. Mm-hmm. Of course, my dad was there, but, you know, he was doing his own thing, you know, right. busy, whatever the case may be. But, you know, just really growing up with a single mom and just seeing her, like, trying to, like, keep everything in order for three kids, it's just like... Mm-hmm. And I felt like the man, she wasn't married, you know what I mean? So I felt like the man of, you know, the household. And my dad put in my head, like, you the man of the household, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. He's like, if you ever run into issues or something like that, come and talk to me about it, you know what I mean? But, you know, me and him butt heads a lot. That's a whole mm-hmm. other story, but I love him to death.
Right.
But, yeah, I felt like just dealing with that and just seeing my mom struggle. And then once your parents struggle, you struggle as well. So, like, you want the best for your parents while your parents want the best for you as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you just, like, mentally just, like, upset, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So we really went through some, like, tough times. I mean, and we talk about it now because it's just so funny. Like, we'll talk about when me and my little sister, like, we'll be playing games, like, board games and stuff like that. Then the lights just go out. And we're just like, damn, mom, you paid a bill? Like, what's mm-hmm. going on? But she'll have it on the next day or so. But just, like, going through little stuff like that, man, she went through so many cars. When I tell you, this lady literally we'll buy a car. We'll have it for a good month. We all excited because it's a new car. Mm-hmm. Then it breaks down. Then she can't fix it.
Yeah.
And then we get another one. Breaks down. Can't fix it. Get another one. Somebody broke into it. Oh, okay. Got to get another one. So, yeah, just going through the waves of life is what me and my little sister call it. It's just the waves of life and waves of emotions mentally. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I felt like growing up, that definitely like weighed a toll on me as well. Sometimes not knowing what to eat, literally just struggling, like literally mm-hmm. struggling. But I feel like through it all, my relationship with God and just being proactive and just having a goal, I feel like all of everything that I was going through was like motivation for me mm-hmm. because I'm like, I want to create a better life for myself.
Right.
And my mom was like, she wanted us to do better as well. She looked at us now like, y'all doing way better than mm-hmm. what I was doing when
she's
I was.
She's probably so, you know, proud of me.
Yeah, she definitely is. She definitely is. So I feel like, yeah, mentally that was like the thing, you know, that I went through. It was just like very just hard. And then after all of that, getting into a relationship, and then like I tell you, breakups are like crazy.
Yeah. Retail
breakups, man. So like you it's
not
because
just a
you,
breakup.
Yeah, it's not just a breakup. You feel like it's the end of the world, but it's like yeah. It's really a beginning of something new. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I had to look at it. Like, okay, this is a beginning of something new. But that was like a mental battle, like mm-hmm. really a mental battle, because you just be so like you define with that relationship. So mm-hmm. when you get out of that relationship,
you kind of lose a sense of identity.
You lose
in
a
way.
Sense of identity for sure. So you gotta adjust. Connect with yourself, adjust to like this new life of you. You know what I mean? So going through that, I had to really like, damn, like, mm-hmm. wow. Because I was with, you know, the person for 6 years. Like,
yeah, that's
we was together for a long time. So we was both really just like embedded in like each other and that relationship and all that stuff. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I went through a lot mentally. But like I said, on the bright side of it all, I always seen it as like, it motivation, you know what I mean? What's mm-hmm. the solution? Because I'm so much of like a problem solver. Like I'm mm-hmm. trying to get down to the root of the issue, solve the problem, and you know, find a solution to mm-hmm. like whatever's going on.
Yeah. Do you feel proud of yourself, like where you are today mentally?
I do feel proud of myself 100% where I am mentally. I feel like I look back, I reflect a lot. And I just look back and I was like, dang. I even going back in your journal. That's why journaling is important. I go back and I read my journal because I journal through those times. And I go back and I'm just like, wow, man. Like
The growth,
the mm-hmm. progression. Like, look at where I'm at now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's crazy. So I'm definitely 100% proud of myself.
Well, I'm proud of you too.
Yeah.
You're a pretty great guy.
Thank you.
For
thank
all
you
that you've been through.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, and I feel like that's another thing too. Another thing. Always got another thing.
It's okay. That's the point.
I feel like when we go back to like affirmations and stuff like that, I literally wake up and tell myself that I'm an amazing person.
I love that.
Every day.
As like, you should.
I am such an amazing person.
Oh.
Look in the mirror. I am such an amazing person.
So, I need to start doing that.
Yeah, no, seriously. It definitely makes a big difference. So that's it. Yeah.
That's it.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote. Can you like let people know what was the one website that you mentioned in case someone needs to reach out to?
So there's Talkspace and there's BetterHelp. And then I believe the Suicide Crisis Hotline, there's like a site for that. That you can like directly talk to somebody as well. And keep in mind, the thing I like also about these sites is that they really try their best to find a therapist that's perfect for you. Like they ask very detailed questions before you start, like as far as religion, sexuality, because you know, people with different sexualities needs people that can cater to that. So they really do their best to match you up with somebody that you feel comfortable speaking to. And if it doesn't work out, you can always switch your therapist. Like, don't give up on it the first time. And just like JL was saying, like, your relationship with your therapist can actually be very similar to that of having a life coach. It just mm-hmm. depends on how you maneuver it. But yeah, that's all she wrote. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. So where can they find you, JL?
They can find me at jdraker_.
And I'm Masi_Nunez. And then the podcast is at Broke Bloke Podcast.
Yes.
Thank you guys as always, and we will catch you next week.
Until next time.